Going Coastal, Book 1 in the Kate Matthews Mystery Series, written by Jane DeLucchio and read by Lois Ridge. Prologue. The whiteness of the walls of the Santa Barbara Police Department's interview room didn't make the 6x8-foot space less claustrophobic, and the detective's questions gave me the feeling that the walls weren't the only thing closing in on me. Detective Levine scooted his chair closer.
Ms. Matthews? Kate? We'll understand. We'll understand. Whatever Celia Tucker did to you, we'll understand. Just tell us why you killed her.
I stretched out my fingers as if my hands were foreign objects. Suddenly, I could still feel the massage cream on them. Memories of yesterday exploded in my brain. The sound of Celia's labored breathing, the shriek of sirens, the cacophony of voices and questions and shouted commands. It was all too clear, and at the same time too muddled.
Nobody killed Celia. She got sick.
Ms. Tucker was alive when you arrived?
Of course she was. I already told you, she let me in, as always.
Was there anyone else in the room with you?
No.
Did anyone enter or leave the room during the time you were there?
No.
The detective leaned his elbows on his thighs and perched his chin atop his folded hands.
So, she was alive when you arrived. No one else came into the room, and half an hour later, only you and Celia's cold, dead body were in the house.
The implication in his words shook me out of my fog of memories. I slapped my hands on the frigid stainless steel table and pushed my face into his personal space until our noses were within a foot of each other.
Her body wasn't cold. I called 911. She was unconscious, but her heart was still beating when the paramedics arrived. The emergency dispatcher guided me through positioning her head to better clear her airway. If I had wanted to kill her, I did a rather shitty job of it.
So, you're saying it was an accident?
Anger flared inside me as I glared at the detective. So much for being a good citizen.
I'm saying I want a lawyer.
Chapter 1. 2 days earlier. I slipped my hands down Ellen's hip. Slowly, carefully, feeling the smoothness of her California tanned skin and the tension of her muscles. I slid my hand farther down her thigh, feeling her muscles resisting, yielding, growing warm and soft under my touch. She groaned and I stopped, reversed direction, and pulled up toward her buttocks.
"Turn over," I said softly.
She murmured sleepily as she complied. Reapplying oil, I started at her feet, incorporating some reflexology before continuing the Swedish massage on the front of her body. I enjoyed doing massage in our backyard gazebo. It stood on a cliff overlooking the Pacific Ocean, and the rhythmic pounding of the ocean waves against the shore blended with Ellen's breathing. The synergy of body, nature, and spirit quieted my mind, something I never achieved in my previous profession as an attorney. These restful moments validated my career change. As I stroked and kneaded Ellen's muscles, I looked out across the white-crested ribbons of water that rolled over the exposed rocks 90 feet below us. We called this tiny stretch of beach our own, although, legally, the great city of Santa Barbara claimed it as part of the contiguous public beach that ran the entire Southern California coast. Except for a few sunbathers and dog walkers, our sandy strip was usually home only to pelicans, hawks, dolphins, and the occasional whale. I was thankful those whales only occasionally beached themselves, because when they did, the stench lasted weeks. However, no cetaceans graced the rocks below today, so the breeze held only the salty, vegetative scent of seaweed and momentary whiffs of tar from the natural seepage.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?